Welcome to the news with NDTV. It's Thursday, May 30th. Coming up in today's episode, Prime Minister Modi's historic election campaign trail. Congress files a complaint with the Election Commission of India against PM Modi's alleged model code violation. Police hints at a cover-up by the mother of the alleged drunk teen driver who killed two in Pune. Delhi reports the first heat stroke death, and China's largest use of national security law convicts 14 pro-democracy activists. First up, adding a new twist to the Pune Porsche crash, the mother of the alleged drunk teen driver who killed two people might be a part of the cover-up to subdue the severity of the crime. The mother, Shivani Agarwal, is currently untraceable as the crime branch did not find her at the family house and is looking for her in Pune. With the investigation into the chilling crash revealing massive irregularities in the 17-year-old's medical examination at the state-run Sassoon Hospital, Maharashtra Medical Education had appointed a three-member committee headed by Dr. Pallavi Sapale, Dean of Mumbai-based Grants Medical College, to look into the matter. Sources revealed to NDTV that Dr. Sapale reported two elderly men and one woman's sample was provided to switch with the teens, so his report would be clean and free him from drunk driving charges. Their investigation confirmed the switch sample is that of a woman. Whether or not it is the mother's is yet to be confirmed. Police now suspect that the teen's mother sample had been collected as a part of this plan. The sources added, but she is untraceable and the matching will need time. Meanwhile, lending credence to allegations of political meddling, Sassoon Hospital's Dean Vinayak Kale said Maharashtra Medical Education Minister Hassan Mashreef and MLA Sunil Tingre had written a letter and asked for Dr. Ajay Tavre to be made the head of the hospital's forensic medicine department. Dr. Tavre is the person who allegedly ordered the blood sample of the drunk teen to be replaced with another person. The MLA Sunil Tingre was also accused of visiting the Yerwada police station after the crash, in which two IT professionals were killed, and pressuring officials to go easy on the case, sources alleged. The dean has now been sent to compulsory leave. On Tuesday, Chief Minister Eknath Shinde said that he was taking stock of the proceedings and promised justice will be served, as law is equal to all, no matter how rich or influential an accused may be. Quote, "The two people who have died are also someone's children. Strict action will be taken against all guilty people in the case. Their background will also be checked. I have personally told the police commissioner to spare no one, whether it is a doctor or anyone else," unquote, he said. Meanwhile, Deputy Chief Minister Ajit Pawar has also come forward to refute allegations of political influence. Reacting sharply to an activist Anjali Damania's claims that he had called the Pune police commissioner to pressure him after the Porsche crash killing two techies, Maharashtra Deputy Chief Minister has said he is ready to undergo a narco test to prove his innocence, but asked whether the person making these allegations was ready to take a sannyas or lead a life of renunciation if he is proven innocent. He did acknowledge a call with the police commissioner but claimed it was to ensure the law takes its proper course and police should not get pressurized as influential people are involved. Today is the last day of election campaigns this year, as a 48-hour silence period before the seventh and last phase of Lok Sabha election 2024 kicks in late evening today. Prime Minister Modi was the busiest campaigner this election season, totaling 206 public engagements with rallies, roadshows and a massive number of 80 interviews since the campaign trail began. Meanwhile, Delhi High Court today rejected a petition to disqualify Prime Minister Modi's Varanasi nomination. The petition against PM Modi was filed by Captain Deepak Kumar, a pilot, who alleged that the Prime Minister had submitted a false oath that he will bear true faith and allegiance to the Constitution of India. But based on the many unsubstantiated allegations he made, the court found the plea malafide and rejected it, Live Law reported. Maharashtra Deputy Chief Minister and BJP leader Devendra Fadnavis on Wednesday mocked Congress leader Rahul Gandhi's statements that India bloc would be forming the government on June 4th, ousting the current ruling dispensation. Mr. Gandhi has claimed this in multiple rallies while talking about his party's manifesto. Speaking with reporters, Mr. Fadnavis said, and I quote, "When I was a child, there used to be a serial called Mungeri Lal Ki Haseen Sapne. Like Mungeri Lal, Rahul Gandhi can also dream. He can dream till June 4th and even become President of the United States of America. But people are with PM Modi," unquote. Adding that BJP is once again forming the government as people support the Prime Minister. Meanwhile, the Congress Party has accused Prime Minister Modi of attempting to bypass the Model Code of Conduct with his planned 48-hour meditation excursion in Tamil Nadu's Kanyakumari starting May 30th. And they have submitted 27 other violation complaints to the Election Commission of India. The party urged the Election Commission of India to ensure that media does not broadcast the event, citing violations of the Model Code of Conduct. According to news agency PTI, a team of Congress leaders met with the ECI and asserted that Prime Minister Modi's meditation program at Kanyakumari's Dhyan Mandapam constituted a clear violation of the silence period preceding the June 1st voting, particularly in PM Modi's Varanasi constituency and other constituencies. While Bengal Chief Minister Mamata Banerjee reacted to the issue by saying, and I quote, "He will meditate, but why with cameras? Do it on your own. He wants 48 hours of publicity, even in the 48 hours of silence period," unquote. And next, the flash floods in Manipur and other states triggered by Cyclone Rimal have worsened over the last 24 hours. Several northeastern states, including Tripura, Manipur, Mizoram, and Assam's southern part, remained cut off from the rest of the country by rail, as railway tracks are waterlogged and damaged after the landslides triggered by the incessant rains in the aftermath of Cyclone Rimal, officials said on Wednesday. Visuals from Manipur showed Indian Army personnel rescuing people on boats from flooded areas as everything in sight seemed submerged. Whereas New Delhi reported its first heatstroke death, a 40-year-old man from Bihar's Darbhanga has died at a Delhi government hospital yesterday after he suffered a heatstroke during the record-breaking heat wave in the national capital, and the doctors reported his body temperature was around 107 degrees Celsius, whereas a normal human is at about 98 degrees Celsius. Meanwhile, experts have warned that mega cities are the worst impacted in the ongoing heat wave due to their design and structure. Aarti Khosla, director at Research Institute of Climate Trends, said, and I quote, "Cities are more vulnerable to compounding effects of urbanization and climate change. Expect a greater number of hotter days, prolonged dry spells and less rainy days, as weather patterns continue to change due to increased human emissions," she told news agency AFP. Ms. Khosla described heat waves as the single largest threat to India's well-being today, adding that temperatures in Delhi and surrounding region were proof that the issue is now survivability. Breaking from breaking news, the record-breaking heat in India is making all of us suffer, including animals who rarely get any reprieve from the blistering heat outdoors. A small monkey collapsed and fell from a tree at a police station in UP's Bulandshahr after yesterday's heat wave. But alert head constable Vikas Tomar jumped to action and performed CPR. After the monkey gained consciousness, he showered the baby with lots of water to cool him down and even shared a bottle of water for the parched animal. In the now viral video, the monkey can be seen slightly jumping in the air after recovering. Now back to news. Hong Kong has convicted 14 pro-democracy activists under the China-imposed national security law. The 2020 law was created in response to protests which erupted in Hong Kong the year before and criminalized dissenting acts while reducing the city's autonomy in several ways, which is under China. The maximum sentence under this law is life imprisonment, and sentencing for the 14 convicts will be announced next week, BBC reported. The activists were found guilty of, quote, conspiracy to subvert state power, unquote, in the largest national security case in Chinese territory of Hong Kong. The convicts include lawmakers, journalists, and even ordinary persons like a nurse who joined the mass pro-democracy protests of 2019. They were among 47 activists charged with trying to overthrow the government by organizing an unofficial primary in 2020 to pick candidates who can run for office. According to BBC, they would have, quote, created a constitutional crisis for Hong Kong, unquote, if they had indeed been elected to legislature, a Hong Kong court ruled on Thursday. The news outlet Washington Post called it a landmark national security case that legal experts say has eroded the credibility of the city's judicial system. The court has, however, acquitted two of the defendants. But reports suggest that Justice Department will appeal the acquittals. All of them belong to the pro-democracy movement going back to 2014, when thousands protested for free and fair elections. Rights groups and several Western countries had condemned the verdict, repeating concerns that the prosecutions were, quote, politically motivated. The European Union Foreign Affairs spokesperson Nabila Masrali said, and I quote, the conviction marks a further deterioration of fundamental freedoms and democratic participation in Hong Kong, unquote. In response to the verdict on Thursday, Beijing's foreign ministry said, quote, Hong Kong is a society based on rule of law. No one can conduct illegal activities under the banner of democracy and try to escape legal sanctions, unquote. And lastly, fifth time's the charm. At least for Agnikul Cosmos, India's private space startup that scripted history today with a successful test fire of its rocket called Agniban. The Agniban sorted or suborbital tech demonstrator is powered by an engine which even ISRO is still trying to master. The Indian Space Research Organization, or ISRO, wrote on Twitter, and I quote, congratulations Agnikul Cosmos for the successful launch of the Agniban sorted 01 mission from their launch pad. A major milestone as the first ever controlled flight of semi-cryogenic liquid engine realized through additive manufacturing, unquote. This was the fifth attempt to launch the rocket after four launch plans were aborted due to technical glitches. That's all for today. You were listening to the news with NDTV, your daily newspaper and TV bulletin wrapped in a compact podcast. If you want to catch up with the day's events in a hurry, do remember to subscribe to the news with NDTV on Apple, Spotify and the NDTV News app. This is your host Anviti, signing off.